This area of the museum is known as Fisheries Row because of the many fishing vessels and buildings located along the waterfront here. In front of you is a gray shingled building known as the Lobster Shack. This is a reproduction of a type of building that would have been common up and down the Mystic River in the 19th and early 20th centuries. The Lobster Shack is a very simple building used to house lobster traps and buoys. There is also a lobster car here, a large box-like structure built with wooden slats. This is where lobsters were stored before being shipped to market. Lobstering used to be very common in this area, but a combination of overfishing, pollution, and a rise in water temperatures led to a decline in the lobster population in Long Island Sound. Just up from the beach on the other side of the Lobster Shack is the Robbie Ames Salmon Shack. This building was moved from Maine, and like the Lobster Shack, it was used to store fishing gear. Today, the Atlantic salmon fishery is almost non-existent. Overfishing and the damming of rivers depleted the salmon population so much that the industry had to turn to farming to supply the need for Atlantic salmon. Behind you is a green building with red doors on a wooden pier over the river. This is the Thomas Oyster House. The building was constructed in 1874 at City Point in New Haven, Connecticut. Oysters were a common and relatively cheap food in the 19th century, but the natural oyster beds were quickly over-harvested. This led to the development of oyster farming. Oyster beds were surveyed, measured, and laid out in a grid-like pattern in harbors, where oyster farmers cultivated and grew their crop of oysters. Once harvested, the oysters were sorted or culled in a building like the Thomas Oyster House and then shipped off to market. Today, oyster farming is making a comeback in the Mystic River. However, instead of growing oysters on the bed or bottom of the river, most oyster farmers today grow their oysters in hanging baskets or cages to keep them safe from predators. Around the Oyster House are several fishing boats. They include the Emma C. Berry, a fishing smack that was built down the river in Noank in 1866. The Emma C. Berry is one of the oldest surviving commercial vessels afloat and is a National Historic Landmark.